It is time to talk the Brewers because I'm so sad I could cry. And Jerry Augustine, 94, because that's how fast he threw back before he was with the Brewers. And I do think the guns are faster now. So if he threw 94 on a gun then, who knows what it would be today? Not 100. I can't go that far. But he said, Homer, the pitchers, they'll be fine. So joining me now is 94, Jerry Augustine. For those of you that aren't old, he pitched for the Brewers at one time and pitched in the game, I believe, that Hank Aaron hit his final home run. Is that right? Do I have that right?
That is that. Yep, that's absolutely right.
755. No one remembers anything but his final home run. And you're like, hey, I pitched, and I believe we won the game, right?
Yeah, we did. It was a good start. I think it was a quality start. I pitched in the game that Hank Aaron hit his last home run.
Is there anything you did in your career that you believe is of greater historic significance than that?
That's I also pitched on Hank Aaron night at County Stadium. They had Hank Aaron night. We played the Yankees, and we ended up losing that game in extra innings. But
755 is better than that. You're gonna.
Oh yeah.
You may have pitched the quickest complete game ever in Brewer history. That's also possible, right? Wasn't it like an hour and 12 minutes or something?
Well, actually, I think it was against the Chicago White Sox. I threw a three hitter. And I think it was like an hour and 37 minutes. I threw 88 pitches.
Right. Now, so, I think that might be the quickest. Was it a shutout, did you say? Three-hitter shutout?
Yeah, 3-0 shutout.
Yeah, I'm going to ask to get the Brewers on the specifics on how many different records you set in that particular game. It's hard to believe. Do you ever remember a game that you played in that was shorter than 137?
Boy, there's some that were really close. I mean, back in the day, every once in a while, you get a guy in a route. And you get some that are pretty close, but that's pretty close. I was pretty much on that night, and game went fast, and we ended up winning.
That's I hate to tell you, even that doesn't rank with Hank Aaron's 755.
No, not even close. Not even close. One that's close, though, Homer, though, in the month of May in 19, I think it was 75. I had 7 starts in 1 month and completed all 7 starts. That's a feat for – it's not a Hank Aaron thing. For 775, it's way, way more important. But for an individual like me to play, get 7 starts in 1 month, that doesn't happen very much, and complete them all. And one or two of them were extra innings. So that's quite a – that's a big honor. Someone just let me know about that about a month ago, and I said, geez, I never knew that.
I will tell you, if I were you, 94, I would have been hoping that Hank didn't hit another one. I don't know how close he came to 756. Did he ever come close that you remember? Because you'd be watching going, don't go out, don't go out. I mean, back then, your team wasn't that good anyway. You weren't making the playoffs or anything, right?
Right.
Right. So, right. I mean, you won't admit it, but I would. No, no, no. I want to have the last one. How late was that in the year? Were there games? Did he play in games after he hit 755?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did, and I don't know. He didn't hit any home runs, but that was a pretty big home run. I think if I remember, the score was tied. Might have been like 2-2 or something. He came up in a 2-run homer, put us in the lead, and then we ended up winning from there.
Because so, do you believe how bad it would be if I said, now joining us, Jerry Augustine, he won a game in which Hank Aaron hit his second-to-last home run. Why do you even bring it up, Homer? Actually, you know what? Your name should be 755. Come on. Can we change? You got to be 755. Because every time they say why, I go, he pitched and won the game when Hank Aaron hit his final home run. And you won the game. I mean, there's everything about it's perfect, right? Won the game.
Look at the scorecard. I believe it's in the Hall of Fame. And it was a great honor.
Did you get to sign the scorecard, or did they not ask you?
No, I think Hank did, but I don't know.
I think I'm gonna next time if it's in the Hall of Fame, I might go there again just to say I want this thing signed by Jerry. I mean, that would be legitimate, wouldn't it? You're the winning pitcher.
It'd be an honor. It was an honor because it was a complete game. We won the game, and Hank hit a big home run in it. And, that was really special.
I'm trying to be happy because I'm so sad, and this is 755. I apologize for not calling you that. From day one. I mean, think of
that's
that. I'm trying to think of somebody else who played in a game in which Babe Ruth hit his last home run. Or I don't know what you would have to say. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get to, I want to give time to think. I'm just devastated by the injuries to the Brewer pitchers. And while I thought they could win the World Series, it was based on having the pitching good enough that if they didn't score, they could still win, and I just don't think they have it. Doesn't mean they can't win the World Series, but I think it's significantly tougher now than back when it looked like the Miz would be the Miz, or that Woody would be pitching, and both I don't think are going to occur. So that's coming up. Tune in to Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker, H&R Benefits Consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary. Hear about the true origins of Bucks and Six and more. Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Yep, 7:55, Jerry Augustine is going to make us all feel good about the pitching as the Brewers get ready for the playoffs next.
Welcome back to the Homer Hour on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Man, I'm glad to tell you. With Jerry Augustine, 7:55. He won the game when Hank Aaron hit his final 755th home run. All right, Jerry, everybody says I interrupt too much. I will not interrupt this. You say whatever you feel is necessary so Brewer fans can realize or believe that the pitching is fine going into the playoffs.
I think the one thing about this ball club, and you've seen it all year long, is the way they step up when they need to step up. They play such good baseball. And when you look at this team, why are they successful? Number one, because they have the best defensive team in all of baseball. They play very good defense. They do things right on the defensive side of the ball. Secondly, on the offensive side, they put innings together. They're four-run innings, crooked innings, crooked number innings. They're lead to all of baseball. They're right there with the best teams in baseball. They can put teams on the board when they need to. Not only can they manufacture runs, but the second half of the year, actually, they've been hitting some home runs. So they've been showing some power at the same time. And I think lastly, it's their pitching. I think when you look at their pitching staff, you look at what wins a pennant, what wins playoffs, it's your bullpen. It's getting to the fifth and sixth inning and being strong and being in the lead or having a chance to win. And if they can do that, this bullpen is strong enough to take them all away.
All right. It requires Priester to be, you explain us. Tell us about him.
Well, when you talk about Quinn Priester, you talk about when he first came over. He came over with the idea that when he was back with Pittsburgh and they saw him a couple years ago in Pittsburgh, he was a sinker ball pitcher, didn't really have much of a breaking ball, that he could throw for strikes, wasn't consistent with it, only had a little bit of a fastball, sinking fastball, and a curveball, was trying to sink the fastball out, get a lot of ground balls. He's changed himself now where his sinking fastball is a pitch when he needs it. He can go get it, and he can locate it anytime he wants. What's been so good about him are his secondary pitches. He's gotten so good with his secondary pitches, his breaking ball, his cutter. He learned that cutter. I believe he learned got it together in Colorado, where he really found it. He's been able to throw that for a strike on a consistent basis. But what I like about him, he doesn't pitch to strike people out. He pitches the contact, and he's got all the quality pitches to throw strikes. He doesn't walk people, and when you do that, you're going to be successful.
They need Woody to be good enough to make it and have this spectacular season. You don't agree. Why am I wrong? He was so good and means that whoever they're playing, they might only need a run or two in some games because Woody is that good. And now they're not going to have him, and you're not worried.
Well, you have to when you lose anytime you lose a pitcher, Homer, that caliber, you take Woody. I've always called him the warrior because every time he goes out in the game, he gives you his best. He goes right after you, and he dominates. And we all see what he can do when he gets in the playoffs and how he pitches. He steps up, rises to the occasion. When the Brewers needed a well-pitched game, you just give him the ball. He goes out there. He's going to give you everything he's got. He's going to keep it in the ball game, and he's been pitching so well this year. He's been able to come up with the things he needs to do, locating his fastball and his changeup. He's got the good breaking ball. This is really heartening to see that he might not be able to pitch. We'll have to wait and see if it changes over the next 5 days. But it does hurt this ball club. But they got a couple guys that can step in. And I really like Jose Quintana. I think Quintana.
But he might be hurt too. Or, I mean, he is hurt, but we don't know how.
Well, they thought it was a slight leg injury where he's been running. And he's been able to throw the ball and go through his regular routine. And I'll tell you what, anytime you can go into a playoff, and you've got a veteran pitcher that understands the game, that can make adjustments during the game against an opponent that you're playing with, That's huge in the game of baseball. I think Jose Quintana is that guy. I think he's been there before. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to make adjustments. And I think he's a guy that all year long, he's been nothing been very good at keeping the Brewers in the ballgame. And that's what you want your starters to do. Keep him in the ballgame so he give you an opportunity to win.
How are they going to use the Miz? And is he going to get back to being the Miz? Because they've hit him, but more than that, he's just walked so many people.
I think the Miz is going through a little bit of challenging himself to figure out what he wants to do. You know, most pitchers, what they say, Homer, if you get on the mound, what you want, they want you to do is slow the game down. Slow the game down. Be relaxed. Go at a good rhythm and pace. And I think he's the type of guy that, like, when he pitches the best, when you watch him in his first few starts of the year, he would get the ball, get the sign, and go. He'd pitch with really good pace and rhythm. And every pitcher is different. Some pitchers need that slow pace and rhythm where they sit back and think about the pitch and then execute that pitch. Some pitchers like to get the ball, see it, and throw it. And I think he's going through that stage as a real young pitcher in the major league where he's trying to find that comfortable pace. Now, he can go out there at any time and pitch very well. I think he can do very well out of the bullpen, and he showed that in the All-Star game. He came in. What did he do? He saw us. He got the sign. He went right after him and got through the inning real quick. I just think he's got to find himself in his pace and rhythm. He can do that both as a starting reliever, but if he's going to be a starter, I'd like to see him at least get one more start to see where he's at.
All right, 7:55, formerly known as Jerry Augustine. Tell the world and state it, the Brewers can win the World Series even with all these pitching injuries. Go ahead. Say it, 7:55.
The Brewers can win the World Series with all the injuries they have because they play so well as a team. They got 26 guys that go out and play hard every day. They never give up. Anytime you play the Milwaukee Brewers, you play for 27 outs. They're not going to give in. And we've seen what this team can do. They do so many positive things in so many areas of the game of baseball. If they don't do it on the defensive side, they do it. They can get you some runs on the offensive side. But when it comes down, what wins pennants is going to be getting that starting rotation to get you through five and then have a really good bullpen. And I think the Brewers have the best bullpen in all of baseball.
You're not even the slightest bit worried. You have the exact same tone you had the last time we talked.
Well, I believe in them. I believe in Homer. I believe that they can win. And I tell you what, let's go out and enjoy this club while they have a chance to play.
You believe it as much as you believed that you would get the win in the game in which Hank Aaron would hit his final home run. You knew that was going to happen. Did you predict? Tell us you predicted that too.
I did not predict a home run, but I do predict that this club is going to be very tough to beat in the playoffs and they're going to go out and play good baseball.
But, I mean, they're special, as you said, not because of this locker room. They are special because of the way they play the game and the skills they have in so many areas, right?
Yes, they go and play hard every day. They never go with too many losing streaks. They stay in every game. And I tell you what, the way they go about it, and they play the 27 outs, when you place the 27 outs, you have a chance to win. You're going to win a lot, and that's what this team does.
7:55, formerly known as Jerry Augustine on the tee, is next. They did nothing when Hank Aaron hit his final home run.